listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The state government is today announcing more cops for Queensland's front line. Premier Stephen Miles says Queensland Police Service will gain an additional 900 personnel, with 500 of those being sworn officers. He says, though, they haven't been allocated to specific police regions just yet.
It'll be based on population as well as crime statistics.
The Ethical Standards Command continues to investigate the police shooting of a man believed to be originally from Cairns. The 36-year-old was shot dead by police on the side of the Bruce Highway south of Gladstone on Monday afternoon after he had stolen a car containing a long-arm rifle and ammo in Borodin. He then went on to steal another car in Coliseum after he confronted an elderly female resident with the weapon. Anyone with information relating to the incident is urged to contact police. Local mine workers are having to add an hour or more to their work commute as the Peak Downs Highway near Cable Ridge Mine remains closed. Detours are in place via Dysart Claremont Road, but it is unknown when the vital repairs will be made to reopen the highway. The Caterpillar 793, floating a mining excavator, ploughed into an area that's part of the Peak Downs Highway that runs over Hall Road. The incident happened on Saturday after 5 p.m. and Resources Safety and Health Queensland is investigating the incident. And after almost 10 years of ownership, the couple that owned the Great Western Hotel in Rocky have finally sold it for $2 million. Taking a look at local sport. In basketball, in the NBL 1 comp, it's the ultimate CQ clash as Rocky takes on Mackay. It's looking fairly strong for our women's side, who have secured 2 wins already and sit in second place on the ladder, with the Mackay Meteorettes sitting in 8th place with 1 win and 1 loss. In the men's, the Rockhampton Rockets will have to bring their A game, as they will have to fight to secure their first ever win. The Mackay men's side will be hard to beat, though, as they have yet to lose a game.